Do you want to know what's better than being on page one of Google? And no, it's not being ranked number one on Google. There's actually something better than that. Hey everyone, I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm gonna share with you how to own the first page of Google. That's right, not just ranking number one, but owning the first page. Before we get started, just make sure you subscribe to this channel because I'm gonna be having more marketing videos like this that'll help you out. So then that way, when I release the next one, you'll get notified. Now, before we get started, I have a question for you. How many of you rank on page one of Google? If you rank on page one of Google for something other than your brand name, leave a comment with yes. If you don't, leave a comment with no. And today, what I'm gonna share with you isn't gonna teach you just how to rank on page one or even number one. I'm gonna teach you how to own the first page. The first tip I have for you is to interlink your content. So let's say you're trying to rank for a term like SEO or online marketing. If you have an article that's super in-depth about that topic, you can create other offshoots. For example, I have a lot of topics on online marketing. One of them is Online Marketing Made Simple, a step-by-step guide. I also have other articles that break down online marketing tools. So what I can do is cross-link those articles together. By doing that, it'll increase my chance that both of those pages can rank on page one for the term online marketing. In addition to that, you want to have multiple pages that cover the same topic. I just gave you an example, right? One could be on an online marketing beginner's guide, another one could be online marketing tools, another one could be how to get started with online marketing, another one could be the advanced guide to online marketing. You get the point. But by having multiple pages, not just two, but having five or six or seven, it's gonna increase your chances that you can rank on page one with more than just one listing. The third tip I have for you is to not duplicate your content. A lot of people, when they're trying to rank for a term like online marketing, they'll take the same content and regurgitate it throughout their whole site. If you do that, Google's not gonna wanna rank duplicate content from your own site multiple times. That would create a terrible user experience. If you do that, you're not gonna do well. So don't duplicate your own content. Write fresh, unique stuff that you already haven't written about. The fourth tip I have for you is to build links. If you build links to your site, you're gonna rank higher. You know that. But you also wanna build links to every version of your post that you're trying to dominate page one for. So using Ahrefs, they have a feature called Link Intersect. You can put in your URL as well as other competitor URLs, and I'll show you who links to your competitors, but not linking to you. The beautiful part about this feature is, if someone links to three or four or five of your competitors, but not you, there's a good chance you could potentially convince them to also link to you because you know they're open to linking to other sites within your space. So using the Link Intersect tool, you can see who's linking to other online marketing articles or other online marketing sites. You see that, then from there, what you'll wanna do is hit up those sites and ask them, hey, you got a detailed post that you cover A, B, and C that your competition may not. Ask them to link to you as well. And don't just do that for your main post on that subject, but also do it in regards to your secondary and third pages that are also around that same topic. The fifth tip I have for you is promote your articles on the social web. From Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn, you've heard this before. You want to promote your main articles as well as your sub articles that are also around that topic. But what most people don't tell you when it comes to social promotions is, and you know this, you share an article on Twitter or Facebook, most of your fans or friends aren't gonna see it. So you don't wanna just share it once. You wanna share it four or five times over the next 6 months. By doing this, you're gonna continually get more eyeballs, more shares. Indirectly, some of those people may link to the article, leave a comment. This will help with engagement, better user metrics, and that should help with overall rankings in the long run. And the last tip I have for you is no one likes outdated content. You publish content, it gets outdated over time. It's natural. Even if you write about tools and tips, for example, if I wrote about Vine, which is a company that Twitter bought, it's outdated. It doesn't exist anymore. Twitter shut it down. I'd have to update that content and talk about a different tool out there, maybe Instagram. The point I'm trying to make is, whatever you write on, it's going to get outdated. And that's okay, that's natural. But once a year, consider updating your main pieces of content because that'll help them all rank higher. So that's it. You follow those tips and you're much more likely to not just rank number one on Google, but take over the first page with multiple listings. And if you want to go to the extreme, take all these tactics and do this with multiple sites. By doing that, you're going to even increase your chances of dominating the first page. Thank you for watching. If you like this video, make sure you like it, comment, share it. And if you're struggling with online marketing, you just want me to help increase your traffic for you, check out Neil Patel Digital. Thank you for watching.